651. I want to talk about what's happening with vitamin D. It's basically, it's very controversial now because more and more Americans are getting tested and are taking vitamin D supplements. Some scientists say it's totally unnecessary, but my next guest says we have a serious deficiency problem. He's the country's leading authority on vitamin D, Dr. Michael Hollick. He's a professor at Boston University, author of the brand new book, The Vitamin D Solution, although he's been studying this for many decades. Dr. Hollick, great to have you on WILS.
My pleasure. Good to be on.
Now, first of all, I want to talk about the issue with vitamin D. Why? Because your view is we have a major deficiency. Why is that? What's wrong?
It's simple. If you think about it, where are you getting your vitamin D from? There's essentially none in your diet. It's mainly in wild-caught salmon and in mushrooms exposed to sunlight and cod liver oil. Those are the three natural sources. The major source is sunlight, and most of us don't get it at the right time, which is between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. And so without taking a vitamin D supplement, most people in the United States are at risk for vitamin D deficiency.
Now, you also say that we have an irrational fear now of the sun. Now, how so?
Well, I think that, you know, the message has been for the past 40 years, you should always wear a sunscreen before going outside. You should never be exposed to direct sunlight. If you put an SPF of 30 on, you reduce your ability to make vitamin D in your skin by almost 98%.
So what about skin cancer?
There's no question that excessive exposure to sunlight, mainly sunburning experiences, increases risk for non-melanoma skin cancer. But melanoma, the most deadly, occurs on the least sun-exposed areas. Occupational sun exposure decreases your risk. So sensible sun exposure is important for your health.
Mm-hmm. Now, where's the best place to expose yourself to the sun, then?
Well, we always recommend you protect your face because it's the most sun damaged and most sun exposed, but arms, legs, abdomen, and back. And we developed an app, dminder.info, dminder.info. It's free. It will tell you anywhere on the globe, any time of the year, when you can make vitamin D, how much vitamin D you make, and it tells you when to get out of the sun so you don't get a sunburn.
You're talking about your arms, your legs, and so on. So here in Michigan, for example, can you get enough vitamin D in the summer to last you through the winter?
Probably not. Our hunter-gatherer forefathers were outside every day, and they were making enough vitamin D. A study done in Africa in Maasai herders showed their levels are at around 40 to 50 nanograms per ml. To get at that level, you would need to be taking about 3,000 to 4,000 units a day. You can't make that much.
40 to 50 nanograms per milliliter. How much do most of us have right now, would you say? What's your guess?
So, well, we did a study in 3.8 million samples throughout the entire United States, and we know at the end of the winter, the average is around 18 to 22, and at the end of the summer, it's around 29 nanograms per ml. So it doesn't reach even above the 30, which is what we think is important.
Dr. Michael Hollick with us. His book is The Vitamin D Solution. Find him at drdrhollick.com. So, what's the consequence of the, you know, the levels of vitamin D we have in our body right now?
Well, not only, of course, is it an impact on your bone health, but we know during pregnancy, pregnant women are at higher risk for preeclampsia and requiring a cesarean section. We know that children born of moms that are vitamin D deficient are more at risk for developing asthma, wheezing disorders. Infants not getting enough vitamin D are potential risk for getting type 1 diabetes later in life. Also, heart disease, common cancers, as well as even neurocognitive dysfunction and Alzheimer's disease have all been associated with vitamin D deficiency.
Yeah. So what about like something like vitamin C? Do you think it's that, are we deficient there also, or?
I think if you have a healthy diet, you're not deficient in vitamin C. But if you have a healthy diet, you can't get enough vitamin D. There is the problem.
Okay, so are you saying we need to be taking supplements, old and young?
Yes, that's my recommendation. Children, 400 to 1,000 units a day. Adults, 1,500 to 2,000 units a day, as recommended by the Endocrine Society, which recommends how to prevent and treat vitamin D deficiency for almost 18,000 doctors worldwide.
So are we going to feel anything immediately, physically, from taking that amount of vitamin D?
So in the wintertime, people often complain of aches and pains in their bones and muscles. They feel that their joints are a little bit more stiff. That's a classic sign for vitamin D deficiency. Many people, even doctors, my friends, have told me that I've given them back their lives because when they took vitamin D, especially during the wintertime, they felt better, better energized, as well as feeling more fit.
So does that take, what, weeks or months to get to that point, or is it instant?
It just takes probably anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks. Often people will feel better. If you've been on the stable dose for 2 months, you will maximize that blood level.
Okay. Vitamin D is fat soluble, so that means that you can take too much, right? It can be harmful if you take too much. Is that right?
No question. So if you're taking, you know, like 50,000 units of vitamin D a day, for example, for a year, you will become intoxicated, which means your blood calcium goes up. It can calcify your kidneys and your blood vessels, and it could ultimately lead to death. But the amount that we're recommending will not cause any harm, especially if you're otherwise healthy.
You've been studying this, what, over 30 years now. What got you to focus on vitamin D this way?
Yeah, everybody asked that question. I happened to be at the University of Wisconsin, and I needed a PhD mentor. And back at the time, I wanted to work with DNA and, you know, all the exciting things, and there were no openings. So they said, hey, how about working with vitamin D? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of a more boring subject, but it turned out it made Sal's ear into a golden purse, and it's really worked out very well.
But on the other side, there are groups like there's the Institute of Medicine. They did this study, what ended in 2010. They noted the vitamin D deficiency was not, they found that it was not very common, and they found there was no particular benefit for healthy people to have blood levels above 20 nanograms per milliliter. What do you make of those results?
Sure. So I was on the Institute of Medicine back in 1997, and so I understand how the Institute of Medicine committee works, and I could appreciate the fact that they looked at the data. But we believe that they made potentially a major error in their evaluation. There was a study done in Germany, 675 healthy German adults between ages of 20 and 90 that died in an accident. Mm-hmm. And they looked at their blood and their bones. Long story short is that the authors concluded that to guarantee no evidence of vitamin D deficiency bone disease, you needed to have a blood level of 25-hydroxy-D above 30. The Institute of Medicine said, not true, that they looked at their data very carefully, but they actually made a high school error in their judgment, because when you look at people with 21 to 29 nanograms per ml, where they said that less than 1% had evidence of bone disease, actually it was 24%. So to guarantee even vitamin D sufficiency for healthy skeleton, we believe it's important to be at least 30 nanograms per ml. And the Institute of Medicine recognizes that most people in the United States, children and adults, are not at that level.
It's Dr. Michael Hollick. He is a professor at Boston University School of Medicine, the country's leading authority on vitamin D. His book, his latest book, The Vitamin D Solution, the three-step strategy to cure our most common health problems. Dr. Hollick, thank you for joining us on WILS.
It was my pleasure. Yep. Thank you. Have a delightful day.
You too. And that wraps it up for us. We're back tomorrow. Good night.